We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Of respect and responsibility, and we need to understand and share to our children that God has blessed people to move forward to be a blessing to someone else. To go forth and do what God has anointed and appointed us to do. I think about that as we look at where we are today and know that God is still sustaining us. When you have been retired for 30 years and the Lord still gives you resources, He is sustaining you. It's not the government that's taking care of you. It's God who's taking care of you. It's not your 401k that you're stealing, that you're holding on to. It's God. For the earth is the Lord and the world and they that dwell therein. If you've been blessed by the Lord, you ought to say so. He is sustaining us. And what I have learned and continue to learn is that whatever we are facing in life, God is teaching us to trust Him. When you see God bring you out of the fire, when you see God has brought you out of tribulation, when folks are trying to take you down, God said, trust me. When we trust the Lord, He can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Is there anybody trusting God? When you don't know what He's telling you to do, you keep on trusting Him. When people are talking about you, you keep on trusting Him, because God is up to something in your life. Trust Him. My brothers and sisters, because God, let God be God. And He will work all things out in our lives. We find it difficult because we try to work it out. Let me tell you something. You will never work out your problem if God is not in the equation. All you gonna do is get deeper and deeper into it. But if you put God into your equation, God said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For great is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Put God in your equation, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. In Ephesians 5 and 20, it states, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. And that's Kairos time. In the original Greek, that's Kairos. God is blessing us not sometime. God is blessing us not temporary time, but God is blessing us all time. He got you up this morning. He clothes you in your right mind. He put food on your table, clothes on your back. Your health is being blessed by God. Your life is being spared by God. If you bless the Lord at all time and give praise, God is watching your step. For the steps of a good man are by the Lord. Praise Him with our mouth. For God inhabited the praises of His people. Are you God's people? And David began to focus on the goodness of God. When David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, it opened the doorway for blessing continuously. And when the believer is blessing the Lord continuously, that places the believer on God's mind. We are on God's mind when we consistently praise Him. When is the last time you praised Him? When is the last time you got on your knees? When is the last time you held up holy hands? When is the last time you praised Him? I'm not talking about just calling Him. I'm talking about praising Him. When praises go up, blessing come. When you praise him, there ought to be some shout, some salutation, some glorification of our Lord, our God, and our King. When you praise him, things begin to happen. When you praise him, atmosphere change. When you praise him, God begin to move on our hands. When you praise him, God is doing something in you. Jeremiah 29:11 say, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Wow. God is thinking and watching you and I because he cares and is concerned about us. God is concerned about me and the stuff I've done. And the stuff I'm getting into, God says, "I'm ordering your steps. I'm watching the way you look and the way you act and your resources. I'm watching whether you're giving to those who are in need. I'm watching you." Are you watching him? Because God loves us in spite of who we are. Then David said, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." In other words, give glory to his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord. There is something that happened, Antioch, when we start rejoicing in the Lord and praising him. The 100th Psalm says, "Well, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord." Where is your noise today? When has you made a joyful noise? There's a joyful noise. Is there a joyful noise in your house? Is there a joyful noise in your body? That's why David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us," that's plural, "exalt his name together." That's coming together as a group, breaking of bread, praying for one another, fellowshipping. And when we've done this, the Lord is with us.
Yes.
The Lord is with us. And then David said finally, that's personal, sought the Lord. And he heard me and delivered me from my fears. David knew this because in the 23rd Psalm, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." If there was ever anybody that ought to be with you in your life, it ought to be the Lord. Death is not your friend. Death is an enemy. And death will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. Can I get eschatology? Can I get deeper into it and share why? Because God would throw death, hell, and grave into the fire, into the lake of fire and brimstone. So when you think you're going to die and that's going to be it, no, death going to be gone. Death will not exist. And so we will live eternally.
Yeah.
I told you God made us to live eternally. Eternally with him or eternally separated from him. Now folks say, "Well, I'm going to die and that's going to be it." No, you're fooling yourself and the devil is a lie, because the enemy knows that he is going to be living in torment forever, and he's trying to take everybody with him that will listen to him. That's some foolish people that think when I die it's all over. That's just the beginning, because God is going to either, you will either be with him eternally or against him eternally. Into utter darkness. My brothers and sisters, David knew something. David understood. And David was on a path. And our path and our journey, God has prepared a way for us, knowing that he will be with us as we face obstacles in life. You do know he is your Jehovah Nisi. He is your Jehovah Nisi. He goes before you in battle. Every this battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. He goes before you when people are talking about you. He goes before you bringing the battle of armor. And he always protects us because he knows who are his. Antioch. He is Jehovah Nissi. And what this let us know is that the Lord hears our prayers and the Lord God has delivering power. He is all powerful. He is all sufficient. He is almighty. For how great is our God? Is there a blessing in the house tonight?
Yeah.
He is our God. Through our trials, he is our God. Through our tribulation, he is our God. The Lord is still blessing you. I can't explain it. It's so amazing. The Lord keep on blessing us. Over and over again, the Lord keep on blessing us. We are blessed, Antioch. We are abundantly blessed, Antioch. We are surely blessed, Antioch. We are sustained and blessed, Antioch. We are anointed and blessed, Antioch, because God has been good to us. And if you've been blessed, there ought to be a shout of hallelujah in the house, because hallelujah is the highest praise. God is with us in the midst of a storm. And when you go through the midst of your storm, the Lord said, peace, be still, for the Lord is with you. And if there's everything that we need in our life in this dispensation, it ought to be the Lord in our life. What kind of God is it that wake you up in the morning, close us in our right mind, give us joy in the midst of our sorrow? When mama is gone, he's there. When papa is gone, he's there. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I don't know about you, but I got a hallelujah in my life, because hallelujah is the highest. And for that, we are blessed as we stay focused on God's goodness. The doors of the church open. And if the Lord has been a blessing to you, there's a message in your heart. God is speaking to us today.
For listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, good morning. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on this 20th of March. Today happens to be World Oral Health Day, you know, and quiet as it's kept, oral health is about keeping a healthy mouth and supporting your teeth and your gums and preventing cavities, gum disease, and oral infections. So keep your smile bright, as they say, on Oral Health Day around the world, all right? Okay. It's also a day where we're going to be celebrating some birthdays. Let's get to today's birthday list. We begin with a belated birthday for Brother Ronald White, who celebrated his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to you, sir. And today's birthdays include Barbara Smith, Janice Jofrion, Brenda Heidelberg, Tricia Smith,